This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Junkies and flunkies. Wait, isn't that what you say?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I say junkies second. Junkies, flunkies, all of you. The time has arrived. We have arrived. Welcome to this week's episode of the NWA Saturday Special. The most listened to podcast for the National Wrestling Alliance anywhere in the world. Anywhere. I am your co-host, Scott Criscolo, and that other voice you heard is, of course, the doctor. The only doctor. The only fucking doctor of the National Wrestling Alliance, Dr. G. George Bellino.
Damn straight, getting ready for the 2022 NWA Crockett Cup. Are we getting excited or what?
This has been one of the most anticipated weekends for me in professional wrestling in a long time.
Because there are people that are not even fans of the NWA like we are that are getting pumped up for this and wanting to order.
People are getting the All Access. Yeah, people. I know multiple people, Dr. G, that have gotten the NWA All Access. They paid their $50 for the year. And they're in. They're in for what's going to happen this weekend at the fairgrounds in Nashville, Tennessee. I want to thank the NWA because for those that don't know, there was, if you went on YouTube and you heard part two of the 10 pounds of gold special involving Nick Aldis and Matt Cardona, about 50 seconds in, you heard a familiar voice. And I just want to say thank you to the NWA, but it's not for me. It's us. It's not the voice. It's the show. And after over 2 years of busting our ass through this bullshit pandemic, this show has persevered for the National Wrestling Alliance. And just like Billy Corgan persevered, just like Nick Aldis persevered, the Podfather and the Doctor have persevered to give you this show each and every Saturday morning for you. Back 2 years ago, when we were all hunkered down in bunkers like a bunch of rats. And then we crawled out and the sun shined. And now this weekend, after not being able to have it 2 years ago, the Crockett Cup is back. A major success for the National Wrestling Alliance.
Yep, you know, we were so bummed in 2020 when we lost the Crockett Cup, and now it's back. And I think the one thing that people are coming to realize is that the little engine that could actually can.
Yeah, bet your ass it can.
And I think we're going to see a great show. I think it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, listen. For those who are big wrestling fans out there, I think there's room for all the companies. If you're expecting to see a WWE-type show, it's not going to happen. It's not what the NWA is about. I think that's what many of us that are fans of it, it's a little alternative. You know, I was saying this on another podcast, but what I like about when we were younger and there was the territories, You always watch different shows because you like different aspects of it.
Correct.
So for me, for instance, when I was growing up, I had Championship Wrestling from Florida, which was a little more grittier, a little bit more, I don't want to say hardcore because that's not the word at that time. But it was a little bit more hardcore if you want to try to use the word. Then you had the Saturday show, World Championship Wrestling or, right. Georgia Championship Wrestling, which had that studio show, kind of like we like on the current NWA. Then you had the WWE, which was that, when Vince bought it, that, the glitz and the glamour and the Hollywood and the, everything looked beautiful and everything was lit and everything, just had that different aura to it. So you had a little bit of everything. Memphis was another like kind of hardcore kind of company. You had different things. And that's what I think, what I wish everybody and wrestling fans today, like what you like. Listen, I'm not a big fan of wrestling over in Japan, but if people like that, there's a little bit of something for everybody. So that's their choice. I'm not going to criticize them for it. Hey, we may have joke around here and there, but let people watch what they want to watch. There's different things out there. And this is what's great about the NWA is that the fact that they are giving you something that's a little different from what's out there. And that's what you want. And we're seeing some guys who were stars maybe at one time in other companies, rejuvenating their career kind of, and then you have some where you have up and coming stars that are being created. Yeah, maybe eventually you may lose them to a bigger company, but you know what? Those are the building blocks to get this company to where it needs to be. So this mm-hmm. is just all good stuff. I'm so excited about the Crockett Cup this weekend that it's neat that they're doing it 2 days. It just seems like that's the new thing now. It looks like WWE kind of started that where, let's do the 2 day event for pay-per-views.
Right. Yeah.
You got to give the NWA credit because they've done it now a couple times. So.
Yeah, I have a feeling we won't see that all the time. I think the next pay-per-view will be in June, probably, like they did last year. I don't think it'll be called When Our Shadows Fall. At least I hope it doesn't. I do think next, that in August, I think they will do another weekend for NWA 74. I think they will do the women's pay-per-view again, Empower, on Saturday. And then I think they'll do NWA 74 on Sunday in August. I think they will do
definitely.
That.
Definitely. And I think... bringing Matt Cardona to the company, kind mm-hmm. of that guy that like, he basically they're alluding he was in the WWE and he, NWA is below him and he's going to make it better. I think that's a kind of good role. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
It's interesting. I'm interested to see how that match is going to play out. I can't see Cardona. We've said that. I mean, I've been saying that Nick Aldis is going to be the champion again. But I can't see it happening this soon. But
yeah, I have a theory, and we're going to do that now because on this week's show, I know
we break it down.
I know there was a power surge earlier this week, but whatever, it's probably taken.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. It was a lot of review of the Crockett Cup itself. Was it Pat Kenny and
let's say some prayers for Pat Kenny, the former Simon Diamond. He's suffered a minor stroke, apparently.
It's so hard to call him by his real name because I just don't.
I know.
So prayers for him, definitely. And Billy Corrigan, so they replayed that again. There were some matches on there. Then they talked a little bit about with Billy about, what happened with Trevor losing the championship and, he with Cardona being the new guy and, all that stuff. So, just more of a build up to the Crockett Cup, which is what we expected.
So let's dive in. We're not going to handicap the whole bracket. We're not going to pick every match in the bracket. We're not doing that. What we'll do is we're going to read off the brackets again. It looks like based on what I see on Wikipedia, tonight actually, as you're listening to the show, tonight, night one will be nothing but tag matches. The entire first round and the play-in for who will face La Rebellion in the first round will be tonight and all the first-round matches. And then tomorrow, Sunday night, will be all the other title matches and then, the quarters and the semis and the final. So here it is. So tonight, night one, we have the four-team play-in to determine who will face the number one seed, our world tag team champions, La Rebellion, in the first round. So it is Violence is Forever, the Bad News Boys, the Rip City Shooters, and the Heat Seekers. I don't really care who wins this match because they're not beating La Rebellion, so we won't even bother. But I'm sure it'll be a fun little match, you know, for up. I mean, listen, it's going to be, it's like the play-ins in Dayton during the tournament. Although Notre Dame yesterday beat, ND beat Alabama and they were playing. So, but it's Notre Dame. It's not like a 16 seed. I mean, it'll be a fun little match. I mean, you know, four young teams throwing themselves all over the place. I'm sure it'll be entertaining enough. Good way to start the show. But the winner of that match immediately will face La Rebellion, the number one overall seed, and our world's.
Well, again, here's a chance for a young team to prove themselves.
Exactly.
And show that they could go.
So the rest of the first round looks like this. The end. Odinson and Paro will take on Hawks Airy. Father.
I'm actually looking forward to that match.
Looking AJ.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing Hawks Airy. Something tells me there's going to be. There's going to be some kind of turn eventually, but father and son.
Son turns on father after they wrestled each other in the World Junior Heavyweight Tournament, maybe. Strictly Business, Chris Adonis, Tom Latimer will take on Gold Rush, which is two members of Idol Mania Sports Management, Jordan Clearwater and Marche Rocket. British Invasion, as it is at the moment, Doug Williams and Harry Smith, both British Bulldog's son, replacing Nick Aldis, will take on the Ill-Begotten, some combination of Alex Taylor, Captain Yuma, Jeremiah Plunkett, and Rush Freeman. Mims and the Pope will take on the Cardonas, Mike Knox and VSK. The OGK, well, we are the OGK and the Fixers already wrestled, and the Fixers won, so the Fixers are waiting. The Fixers... Jay Bradley and Wrecking Ball Ligursky. They won their match from the OGK at Power Trip. So they will await. They're in the quarterfinals already, and they will take on the winner of the Mims Pope Cardona's match. Also, former World Tag Team Champions Aaron Stevens and Kratos will take on the Dirty Sexy Boys of Dirty Dango and JTG. And to wrap up the first round, the Briscoe Brothers, of course, the greatest tag team in ROH history, will take on a team called The Now, Hale Collins and Vic Dalicious. So we're not going to handicap the whole bracket. We're not going to do that. But who do you most likely think we will see in the finals? Who will be the last two teams standing tomorrow night in the finals to win the cup?
That's I think La Rebellion is going to be there though.
Okay,
could be wrong, but
I disagree. But that's okay. So you like them at the top. Who do you like at the bottom?
The Briscoes.
So you think the top two seeds move on to the end? Okay. I like Strictly Business. I think Adonis Latimer will upset La Rebellion in the semifinals and take on the Briscoes in the final, and I think they win.
I think the Briscoes have to go to the end, though. I feel that for them to be on the show. I think people want to see La Rebellion. I don't have that Spanish way of saying it.
La Rebellion.
Yeah, you
know, it's kind of like John Miller when he used to say Alvaro Espinosa.
And La Rebellion and the Briscoes.
Okay.
I think that's what everybody wants to see. That's what I want to see actually. I'm looking forward to seeing the Briscoes and the NWA. To be honest.
I do, too. I love Jay Mark. I mean, they're like the Dudley Boys of Ring of Honor, pretty much. But I have a feeling that Tom Latimer is going to get paid back for jobbing to Nick Aldis twice. So I think Strictly Business upsets La Rebellion in the semifinals, and they...
Listen, that's a good pick. I'm probably going to be wrong. I think the Briscoes will be there.
Wouldn't surprise me if La Rebellion's there. Hey, I can easily see Strictly Business losing in the semis to La Rebellion, and then Latimer and Adonis coming out and costing La Rebellion the finals match. I can easily see the Briscoes walking out with the cup. Why not?
Yeah, and just because ROH is owned by AEW now? Hawks Aries in their match at the end. I think there's going to be something that happens.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that.
But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't going to be La Rebellion for me, it would probably be Strictly Business. But I'm definitely going Briscoes all the way in the other bracket.
In the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two schools of thought here. I agree with you on the Briscoes going all the way to the end. On the bottom. I think La Rebellion will face Strictly Business in the semifinals. If La Rebellion wins, I think they win the tournament. If Strictly Business pulls off the upset, scratch that. If Strictly Business beats La Rebellion, they beat the Briscoes and win the tournament. If La Rebellion faces the Briscoes in the final, I think the Briscoes win because I think Strictly Business will cost them the titles. And I think that leads to a feud between La Rebellion and Strictly Business, and that eventually leads to Adonis and Latimer becoming the tag team champions down the line. I think Tom Latimer is going to get his.
I think too. Now, if it's a La Rebellion and the Briscoes, that's a tough one because are the Briscoes just coming in for a one shot deal?
Oh yeah.
So if they are,
well, don't forget, technically they're free agents. Technically, Ring of Honor has no roster. If you remember, they cleared out the contract. So all Tony Khan bought was the property and the library. He has no obligation of contracts, except maybe the champions like Gresham and Dalton Cat, I guess. I don't know though. But anybody else,
almost
all
similar
the contracts
to
are cleared.
When Vince bought WCW.
Yeah. So technically, the Briscoes are free agents. If the Briscoes stuck around in the NWA, oh my God. Oh my God, would that tag division be fucking amazing?
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I'm having a tough time picking a winner here. I mean, I could see La Rebellion pulling off the upset since they're an NWA team.
Want to know something funny? I was watching ahead on my TNA watching for the main event, and I think it was the March 12th, 2003 episode. The opener had Bestia 666 pretty much as a kid. This was, 18 years ago? Almost 19 years ago. And he was in the opening match. It's pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah, you know what? Oof. For some reason, something's telling me to go with La Rebellion. Even though I like the Briscoes a lot, but
I mean, you don't have to be the tag team champions to win the Crockett Cup. That means nothing. I mean, think of the Crockett Cup winners back in the past. None of them were tag team champions.
No, I don't think that's the case. I just think if the Briscoes are gonna stay and do stuff for the NWA, fine. But I think when you're booking your program, you want to see an NWA team win it. I would think if I'm owning the NWA, I mean, even though you're borrowing talent, you want your guys to show that they're the best.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. Yeah,
I think this is the best way that we broke this down. I think to sit there and go through each match, you know, we could do that. But I think by picking who we wanted already, I mean, I think both of us have great theories. It's just a matter of seeing how it all shakes out, and we could be totally wrong when we're done.
I know.
doing the recap show Sunday night, we might be totally.
I do feel comfortable, though. I have to say, though, I do feel comfortable that the Briscoes are going to go all the way to the end on the bottom half. To me, it's a question of I really like Strictly Business and La Rebellion in the semis. And I think it all depends on where that match goes. So we'll see. But I like the Briscoes through the final. And then take on the now in the first round tonight, which I think they'll win, obviously. Then they would play the win. They would play. Listen to me. It's like the tournament. Then they would take on in the quarters the winner of Stevens, Kratos, and the Dirty Sexy Boys. And then in the semis, if they advance, they would take on a combination of Mims, Pope, Cardona's, Fixers, OG. Well, they're not OGK. Either the Fixers, Mims, and the Pope, or the Cardona's, they would take on in the semis if they got that far. So, all right.
Isn't that what they call you and JR, the Dirty Sexy Boys?
The Dirty Sexy, yes.
That was the original name of your show.
And at work, JR, Rotella and I are the Fixers. He's not a dirty, sexy boy. He's more like a mushroom. Anyway. That's what I think.
My gosh.
We like the silverback. All right. So that apparently is what night one is tonight. It's all tags. It's the entire first round of the tournament. That's tonight. Now, tomorrow night, Sunday night, night two, we will have the quarters, the semis, and the final of the tournament. But on top of that, we have six title matches. All the NWA championships are on the line on Sunday, tomorrow night. You ready?
All right. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. The NWA World Women's Tag Team titles are on the line. The Hex, Allison Kay, Marty Bell, they've held the belt since NWA 73, taking on a team called Pretty Empowered, a team of Ella Envy and Kenzie Page. I think this is going to be a great match. I think the Hex retain because down the line, I think it's still going to be with the Hex and Kylie Rae. And
Kenzie Page is all over the place.
She really is. She is. But I still think there's unfinished business between the Hex and the team of Kylie Rae and Tootie Lynn. I think that's still something going on down the line. So yeah,
I agree with you. Hex is going to retain.
I think they are too. I think this match is going to be violent, physical. Mm-hmm. I think we may see some gigging.
This actually may be the most violent match of the evening.
I think it will be.
The whole weekend, actually.
I think so, too. The NWA National Championship on the line. Your champion, Anthony Mayweather, who, of course, beat Chris Adonis at Power Trip, taking on his old nemesis, his old friend, Jax Dane. I can't see Jax Dane winning this. I can't see poor Anthony Mayweather dropping the belt after, you know, pretty much a month. I could see this ending in a schmoz, like a DQ.
I think this feud's going to continue. I'm going to go with Mayweather myself. I think, like I said, I think it's going to be just a violent match. I think it's some kind of schmoz at the end, but I think we're going to get a good one. This could be a sleeper match where we really could say it's one of the best matches of the two nights.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Something tells me. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I agree. No, I mean, this is a blood feud. This is a blood feud.
Yeah, I mean, this is not going to be no scientific five-star, you know.
They're going to beat the shit out of each other. Jax Dane, of course, a former national champion. But I like Anthony Mayweather to retain. I think it's going to end in a DQ. I think Jax Dane's going to pummel the shit out of him. And I do agree that I think this feud's going to continue through the spring into the summertime. This match kind of makes no sense. The NWA World Television Championship on the line. Your champion still, Tyrus, taking on Rodney Mack, the husband of Jazz, a little thuggin' and buggin'. Why Rodney Mack is who has not really wrestled much. He wrestled like one match on NWA USA after he went after Jax Dane, who insulted his wife on Power. Why Rodney Mack is getting a title match, I don't understand. We have all these guys. Now, the only reason I think they're doing it is because a decent hunk of the roster is in the tag tournament. So they probably need
I think that's definitely part of it, but
yeah.
I mean Tyrus.
I mean,
who would you like to have seen? Probably
I would love to see Mims. I think Mims, but Mims is in the tournament with the Pope. But we gotta remember the Lucky Seven. And Tyrus has had to have won six matches already. I think this is the seventh match.
You know what? I think you might be right.
I think if Tyrus wins this match, he hits the Lucky Seven and he automatically gets a shot at Sweet Charlotte.
Yeah, I think Tyrus is going to win this one, though.
Why do I feel like this is a weird belief?
Like Austin Idol is going to have something to do with it.
Yeah. I just have an odd feeling this is going to be a weird Billy thinking out of his head thing. And I can easily see Rodney Mack pulling off an upset and winning the TV title here. I don't know why. This seems like a weird Billy Corgan thinking with his, you know, smashed pumpkin. I don't know. Logic would tell you.
Anything could happen, but I don't think so.
Logic would tell you Tyrus would win this match. But this just seems to be that kind of match that Billy Corgan will think out of his head. I don't know.
You know, they listen to our show, so maybe they may be changing it right now.
Maybe. We know they listen to our show because it's the best NWA podcast in the world. That's why. Better than the nose. What did Sean call them? The nose, snotty nose and the doofus. I don't remember what he named it. Anyway. All right. We have a three-way triple threat match for the NWA World Women's Championship. The hardest working person in this company, Camille, taking on Kylie Rae and now Chelsea Green, Mrs. Cardona, as he foisted her into the match because he's calls the shots now as world champion. Now,
you know me, I'm not big on the three ways, but I think this is going to be pretty decent.
I do too. I do believe that Camille is slowly turning babyface. But very slowly. It's going to be a nice, nice, slow burn. Remember slow burns, Dr. G? When you marinated a storyline for some time? Back in the day when that was something? We all thought that
Look at the whole thing with Stevens
and Kratos. We thought they were going to beat the shit out of each other.
I know, it's still kind of going on. So, yes, I believe that's going to be the case here. I think Camille, just by the nature of her, it's one of those baby face turns that's kind of just marinated. I don't think it was a planned thing.
No, I have a feeling that. The only way I could see an upset here is I could see Natalia Markova coming out, costing Camille the match, and Chelsea Green becomes the women's champion.
Ooh.
Which gets me to a match we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Mm. You know what? I think I'm going to go with Camille, though.
Okay. I'm going to go for the upset because I think Natalia Markova is going to cost Camille the match.
Markova's going to have something to do with it.
But don't forget, Camille can lose. That's why I think they made this a three-way. Mm-hmm. Camille can lose the match without being pinned. I think that Camille will be distracted by Natalia.
You know what, you're almost convincing me, but I'm just going to stay with it because I don't want to look like I'm jumping on a bandwagon. But now you're saying, yeah.
Let's put
it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if she lost it, but I still think she's going to retain it. I'm going to stick with my gut.
Yeah, I think Natalia Markova is going to distract Camille, and Chelsea Green's going to pin Kylie Rae and become the women's champion.
It could be, but I think the better match would be with Camille with the championship against Markova.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I don't know. Let's see.
That depends on what happens at the end of the night, but we'll get to that in a second. Now, for maybe one of the most anticipated matches of this entire pay-per-view, because it's been pumped up for weeks and weeks and weeks, we will finally have a new NWA World Junior Heavyweight Champion. The big four-way.
And it's not going to be you.
It's not going to be me. Nope. Will it be Denny Brown? Will Denny Brown be there to present?
He should be the special guest referee.
I should be the special guest referee.
No, Denny Brown should be.
Denny Brown. Oh, I thought you said I should be. That'd be great if I was the special guest referee. Maybe I should be the special guest referee for the Camille, Kylie Rae, and Chelsea Green match. Austin Aries, Homicide, Darius Lockhart, and Colby Carino. A four-way match to determine the World Junior Heavyweight Champion. I said all along that I think this is Colby Carino's match to win. But I got a weird feeling. I've been starting to feel weird about this now. I have a weird feeling they're going to give it to Austin Aries. I feel like if he's sticking around, I think Billy wants to have a name guy with that belt for the time being, to kind of give it a little cachet before giving it to somebody.
You know what? That was my original pick, but because I think I got to have some fun tomorrow, I'm going to go with Colby.
I've been wanting Colby the whole time because I think he's ready.
I know, but you know what? Sometimes I feel like I'm kind of picking what everybody would think is kind of like the favorite. So I want to go a little. I think you're right. I think what you're saying about Austin Aries totally makes sense, but sometimes Billy does think, no, I'm gonna stick with Colby. I'm going to go with Colby.
Okay. I'm actually going to say Austin Aries. I have a feeling that I have been saying Colby all along, but I don't think it's punishing him. I just think that if Austin Aries is sticking around, I think he's the kind of guy that could give that junior title some cachet for the time being until guys get pumped up. So we'll see. And finally, the big one. I'm looking at the belt right now, sitting right above my UNH helmet. Sweet Charlotte, the grandest championship of them all, Air Doctor, the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. Matt Cardona, the national treasure Nick Aldis, and the special guest referee, JEFF, JARRET. Ha ha. Ain't I great? Jeff Jarrett.
This is a tough.
I don't know where they're going to go with this because I can't.
No, I can't see Cardona losing it this fast.
Yeah, and I have a feeling there is still unfinished business between Aldis and Tom Latimer.
Yeah, I think you know what? I think Cardona is going to win, and I think Latimer is going to cost Aldis the win.
I really do. Okay.
And something's going to happen with Jarrett, and you know, either getting distracted or.
Camille comes out or something. But I think Tom Latimer, particularly if they don't win the tournament, if they make it to the final and lose to the Briscoes and Latimer's pissed off, I would not be surprised if he beats the shit out of Nick Aldis after this match and Matt Cardona retains the world's championship.
Yeah. I think Cardona's going to keep it.
I do too. I don't think Nick Aldis is the guy meant to. Because who's the guy that Matt Cardona ultimately will get his comeuppance against? The Pope. Matt Cardona, at some point in 2022, whether it's... I don't think it'll be at When Our Shadows Fall. I have a feeling Matt Cardona is going to hold this belt until NWA 74, and he will drop the belt to the Pope. That's my take. Anyway, there's your picks, folks. There is your breakdown.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're obviously not on the first night.
No, let me give you the breakdown. Tonight, night one, on the Place to Be Nation Twitch feed, you will be grossly entertained, and that's a good thing, I mean, by the Kettle Man, Callum McDougal, and the treasure himself, Sean Kidd. They'll be on the Twitch feed tonight. They may be a special guest joining them. I'm not going to say who, but there might be a special guest joining them. We'll see. Then tomorrow night for night two, Callum cannot be available, but join Sean and myself and the doctor will be joining you tomorrow night for night two. The doctor and I have a family, obligation tomorrow night, so we both cannot make tonight's
But you bet your damn ass when that thing's over, we'll be watching it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be watching. We'll be watching night one.
Have to stay off all the chats.
Yes. We'll have to shut it off. And then the doctor and I will be with Sean Kidd tomorrow night for night two and then join the doctor and I. And if Sean wants to stick around, he can for the which will drop Monday morning on the PTB Wrestling Network feed, the Crockett Cup reaction special. It is going to be a fun weekend, folks. We've been waiting. We're looking forward to this pay-per-view for a long time. And this is almost like the Royal Rumble. Because I think the NWA's anniversary show on August, I think that's their WrestleMania. I think this is their Royal Rumble.
Yep. The NWA 2022 Crockett Cup from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And then you like that sound to it?
I do. And then I think the next pay-per-view will be early June, like it was last year. I just pray he doesn't call it When Our Shadows Fall, because that's terrible. And then I think, of course, late August, we will have, of course, NWA 74. And I think they will have another Empower women's pay-per-view, all women's pay-per-view, which I thought went great last year. That was a fantastic show. This roster can certainly handle another pay-per-view. I don't think there's any question about that. So that's it, everybody. We hope you enjoyed our Crockett Cup preview special. You can follow me on Twitter at Scott C. Podfather. Follow the doctor on Twitter at Dr. GPTB. But please follow the brand on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. We've had a great week, everybody. Fresh episode of The Pedestal earlier this week. The guys were with Andy Atherton. They watched Hulk Hogan and The Rock from WrestleMania 18. Through the Looking Glass dropped this week. Back on Thursday, myself and Dave Hall, a special WrestleMania episode. We kind of pseudo rebooked two WrestleMania cards based on feud changes and alternate thinking. And then,
you could get through a half day of work listening to that.
It was a long one. Not going to lie. It was a long one, but we're only monthly. So you got a whole month to listen before the next episode. And it was a lot of fun. Dave's awesome. So great show, Through the Looking Glass. And of course, after a lot of technical snafus and glitches, Place to Be Nation's main event finally dropped. Just listen to it and you'll understand why. It was a great episode, but it was a kind of a technical mess. We got a good week this week coming up. New episode of the Place to Be podcast Monday. JR and I were with Rocco Martone, who made his debut, and we did Cyber Sunday 2007. So check that out. You got to listen, by the way, Doctor. Dr. G and I were in the radio business. You need to listen to that show because you have to listen to Rocco Martone's voice. He sounds like a guy that would have worked in the city back in the 70s on NEW or PLJ. I'm telling you.
I have to listen.
You got to listen to Rocco's voice. He's awesome. Rocco's a great guy. Glad we finally got to do a show with him. So check that out. That'll drop this Monday. Newest episode of the Place to Be podcast, $5.99. JR and I and Rocco Martone, we did Cyber Sunday 2007. Also, new episode of Highway to the Impact Zone this week. New episode of NWA Crock and Roll this week as well, coming up. So
that's right.
And then Dr. G and I, of course, will be back with you next Saturday for a fresh episode of the Saturday special. And we will talk post-mortem about what the future will be the next couple of months out of the Crockett Cup. So, by the way, one last thing. Special congratulations to NWA alumnus Thunder Rosa,
who is the new
AEW Women's Champion. She beat Britt Baker Wednesday night on Dynamite in a cage. And now, Doctor, Tony Khan is finally booking my. See, I waited him out, and now he's got my favorites as champions. All of them, from Hangman Page to Scorpio Sky to Baby Dylan and Luchasaurus to Jade Cargill, and now Thunder Rosa. All five. Mine. About time, Rick Moranis, you listen to me. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a wonderful day, everybody, on this Saturday. We'll talk to you tonight. I'm sure Callum will probably fire the Twitch up about 6:45. And Callum and Sean will be with you tonight for night one. And then Sean, myself, and the doctor will be with you tomorrow night for night two. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Crockett Cup. We'll be talking to you throughout the weekend. I'm Scott. He's the doctor. This is the NWA Saturday special, and they're not.
Absolutely. Ciao.